What's up, you guys? It's your girl, Ash Brown, and this is the Ash Brown Uncensored Show. I appreciate you guys for all of your love and support across all of my platforms. Now, this particular show is a little personal, all right? So I'm talking a little bit about every and or anything. It could be something pop culture, but lately it's been a lot of the stuff that's been happening just in the world, just in day-to-day life, just in society as a whole. And so something came up that I just had to talk about because it was simply fascinating. Lies. Everybody lies, myself included. Whether it's I took the last piece of cheesecake or the baby's really yours, everybody lies at some point in life, and you just have to own a lie. Now, I would say if you have to lie, make it worth it. Don't lie over just small, frivolous stuff. It doesn't make any sense to just lie about things that do not, it doesn't change anything. Me, I'm a person, my past is not squeaky clean. I've never said anywhere on any platform, oh, I am completely an innocent person. I've never done anything wrong in life and I've always done the right thing. No, there are a lot of times in my past that I can look back and things that I learned from that I could say, you know what? I should have handled that situation differently. You know what? I could have done that differently. But there's nothing that I can do about it today. Apologizing doesn't take it back. There's nothing that I can do to erase it. What's done is done. The best that you can do is try to be a better person in the future. That's it. Point blank, period. So I was talking with someone who is connected to one of my exes. And I didn't know that this person, that the ex themselves, that they lied about something just so small and minute and just completely, there was no reason for them to lie about this. There was none. Now, everyone has heard on this show or the other show about my birth story. You know, long story short, people told, you know, specialists told my mom that she would never conceive a child. And if she did, then the baby wouldn't make it to full term. And if the baby didn't make it to full term, then it would be a lifetime of medical bills because this child would have so many issues and so many problems. Now, given that, you know, I'm not perfect and I do have some issues, best believe I do have some issues. It's nothing what they tried to paint and scare her out of wanting to have a baby. And she wasn't blessed with just one baby, not just two babies, but three healthy babies. And that's something that I'm very proud of because her triumph is my life. It's all three of our lives. And I couldn't be any more proud of that and thankful for that because without that, I wouldn't be here. So I share that story pretty openly with people. And so with that ex, I shared that with him when we were just getting to know each other and things of that nature. And as a, I guess he saw it as tit for tat. He told me this big story about how he was a triplet and, you know, during labor, his two, I guess his other two brothers or whatever, they had died in the womb and he was the only one that was surviving and the umbilical cord was wrapped around his neck and his mother, you know, she delivered all three of them, but the two died and he was the only one that survived. And it's, you know, honestly, looking back now, it sounds very much like a blockbuster movie. This sounds like some shit that happened off of Netflix. You know, you're like, oh my gosh, like you're so lucky. You're so fortunate to be alive, you know, because this story that you're telling us, oh my gosh, this is absolutely outstanding. So I had in my mind that that was fact. I believe this story for the last 20 something years. Got in contact with somebody that we were connected with, and I don't even remember how the story came about. And this person, we got to talking about it and I was just like, yeah, you know, he just, you know, he's so fortunate to be to have survived, you know, because it could have been all three of them, you know, during the birth. And, you know, oh my gosh, she's so lucky. And they're like, what are you talking about, all three of them? I was like, you know, him and, you know, he was a triplet. And they looked at me like I was so doggone dumb. Like I was so dumbfounded for eating the story up. And they were like, Ash, I've known this family for X amount of years. I can assure you, he was not a triplet. And it furthermore just solidified to me why this person is no longer in my life. That's what it did. That's all it did. It solidified it for me. And it's just like, why would you even, like, there was no need to be in competition or whatever he thought that we were in. There was no need for that. And the fact that you can lie about something that, like I said, every birth story is going to be different. Sometimes that's how you can start to relate to people. So I have no problem sharing the story. It's actually true. But the fact that he felt the need to compete with my story, I guess. I don't know what it was. But I thought it was really weird. And for the last 20 years, I believed this lie that was absolutely no truth to it. And I felt like such a fool because that friend was like, wow, this person is still around there just telling lies and just filling people's heads with just untruth. Just untruth. So I guess just everybody lies. I get it. Everybody lies. Whether it's a little small piece of mint chocolate or it's I bought a Ferrari on my lunch break. Everybody lies. Everybody's going to be telling a lie. That's a given. But if you're going to lie, don't just put a blatant lie out there, you know? You're like, you know, a little lie like, oh yeah, girl, you look like you took off 2 pounds. She don't look like she took off 2 pounds. But, you know, just roll with something like that. Something along that line, that's more believable versus I was a triplet and I was the only surviving one. It is what it is. Anyways, I love you guys. Thank you so much for all your love and support. Keep pushing forward no matter what. And we're going to keep doing what we do, baby. We're going to keep doing what we do. It's going to have a great and wonderful and fantastical week. Why? Because that's the intention that we set, is to have a phenomenal week this week. Some good news this week. We're claiming it. And we're going to do it. So, on this Super Bowl Sunday, have a safe one. Have some fun. But enjoy yourself. I'll holler at y'all later. Deuces.